Hey guys, I have finally got my new studio all done. So this is my new home studio, office slash recording studio. I am going to walk through how I have set up this studio and all of the equipment that I am using to record our podcast. So buckle up, cue the theme music, and let's head on in. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know their roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. Welcome, you guys. This is my new office. Pretty fun. So, what we have right back here is obviously my desk. It's a sit-stand desk. That's where I am working most days. So I'll head over there in just a sec. Behind me here, I have a display of cameras. And so what I have done is I've actually set up the studio here so that I have multiple different filming angles and fun different color things, right? I've also hooked up quite a bit of different lighting. So here is how I work most days, which is showing up really dim on camera, but the overhead lights are dimmed down to about 30%, and I still have some fun backlighting happening on the cameras and my desk, and I can control. Alexa, turn the desk off.
Okay.
I can control turning the lights on and off, thanks to our handy friend, Alexa. Turn the desk on.
Okay.
There we go. Just like magic, gotta love some of that, right? All right, so here I have behind me, this is one of the filming areas that I have set up to use. I also have these LED lights back here so that I can actually change the coloring of anything. You can see my ring light kind of reflecting in here a little bit. I am using a ring light to film. I think it makes it a little bit easier just to control overhead lighting because I have such strong overhead lights that it can get a little bit of shadows here under my eyes. So I just use a ring light to kind of offset that. And it works pretty well for most of the surfaces. So this one here, I actually have chairs here that I will use if I have a guest in studio, or sometimes if I just want to be sitting myself, and as well as functional bookcases and my camera collection. So that is kind of a fun filming area. Okay, so here I have another desk. I have put up our Formula Den sign so we can actually see that. And this desk here is actually on wheels. So I'll move this one around as needed. Sometimes I will actually pull this out and I can film directly behind it as if I was sitting right at a desk. Nice white top makes it nice and clean. And then the chains here are, what we have up here is some paper backdrop. So that I can actually lower down, and then I have a completely different photo drop as well. All right, over here we have a more functional usage of the corner. So obviously I have all of my notes up here of stuff from my whiteboard, so things I can be working on. Behind my whiteboard, I have a I have an inspiration wall. So this is all the things that mean a lot to me, but these are all things that I have put up that inspire my creativity, that helped me actually get the business going. These are all my inspirational things, except for, see, there's a nice big hole up here, and see, there's like a little hook right up on the wall there, right? That is because I had a really awesome Picasso print that I had hung up on the wall. And then I had the whiteboard sitting right back against it, right? It was not very well secured right after I had hung it. So I'm standing here and I watch as the Picasso print falls off the wall, hits the top of the whiteboard, does a complete flip, lands on the floor, and shatters everywhere. Glass, print, everything, all over. So I am currently shopping for a new frame and a new print that's actually gonna go up in there. But this is going to be like, this is my collage area that I can actually see right from when I'm working at my desk. And so it's kind of really meant more for me. It's not meant to actually be a filming area. All right, so behind me here, I have my blinds that generally are just on this like sheer so that I have like a little bit of background coming out. But what I can do is, these are also room darkening like blackout blinds. I can completely control the lighting here in the room, and it also blocks out some extra sound and noise and some stuff like that. So these blinds were expensive, but they make a big difference in terms of how I'm able to control the sound and the light in the room. Over here, you'll see also this funny looking thing. This is my bean bag. So it is actually a Moon Pod bean bag, which I love. It's kind of an anti-gravity sort of thing. And I have that in my office because I drop that down on the floor. And if I have times like when I am doing my meditating or my journaling or things like that, it's a nice relaxing place for me to chill and still get some work done. However, when it is down on the floor, the cats seem to take over. So they are not super helpful, right? All right, so this is my desk setup. And let me get this out of the way. What I have here are some little panel lights. So these ones are like super LED. They're really strong LED lights. So they're really great for when I'm standing right in front of here and I'm recording from the webcam. I also have my microphone, and I've actually hooked up my mic on a boom stand that's normally used for like drummers. But what I like about this is I can actually turn it out of the way. So it's like out of frame when I'm just working on my computer, so it's not in the way. And then when I have a Zoom call, I just flip it over. So then it's right in front of my mouth with the webcam right here. And then this is stand up, sit down desk. So as the stand up desk, I also have this, which is just a little like a balancing thing. So a lot of times when I'm standing up, I'll hop on this and use it as a balancing just to keep my core engaged when I'm standing, to keep a little bit of movement in the body, right, through the day. And I will also drop down this. So I do have this fun little board also, which is like, it's kind of like a foot massage board. So a lot of times if I'm just standing here, I'll drop that down and stand on it barefoot and work my feet muscles, right? Working away. And then this is all controlled here as the lights kick off because they are plugged in. So this is set up then to drop down and works for when I am actually sitting as well, right? Okay, this is almost the view that you see from my webcam. So I set this up so that I have like a little bit of, you can see just a tiny bit of the camera stuff happening in the background here, which you guys have already seen. I did set up like this just for visual interest here as well. And then here's the chairs for recording. And then back here is actually the closet for the room, right? And then I put up removable contact paper on that so that it actually has like a little bit more visual interest instead of just straight up closet doors. But that stuff does peel off really easily when I decide to move that or change that. And it also works really nicely. If I want to zoom in, I can actually frame in on this and cut like just so that I have a completely different background here instead of gray walls or, you know, whatever the paper backdrop or whatever. So I actually have like one filming area here, one for here from the desk, the other white desk then that you guys saw with the Formula Done sign. And then I have the paper rolls that we can use. And one of the things that we are testing right now is I think that we have enough fabric things to kind of bounce most of the sound around. And I'm using a lavalier mic. So for most of our recordings, we are not needing to have any extra sound dampening. However, I do have a bunch of those foam squares that we talked about we could put up in order to bounce back some other sound if we need, but we seem to be doing okay as long as I'm still using the lav mic and adjusting that way. So that's it. It's a normal bedroom in our house that I have just painted and converted into a studio here with multiple different filming angles. The nice thing is that because I did set up some other seating and stuff here with the other desk and extra chairs, that I actually can bring people in and we can film here together as well, or I can have people come in and we can actually sit and work together. So it has created kind of a nice little quiet retreat area to get away and where I can completely control the lighting and have my fun inspiration and then be able to kind of change up the looks of what's happening in the background. So make sure if you want, there's a download here that has all of the equipment actually listed out, including the desk, the microphone, the lighting, all that kind of stuff that we're doing. And if I missed anything and you want to know where we got any of those things, just let me know. Leave it in the comments. Make sure that you are rating, like, and review, subscribe, all the good things. All that stuff does help get this out. But I know that trying to come up with the right podcast studio setup or home studio setup is a difficult thing to do because it's not just going to be a recording studio. It's also going to be something that you're working out of, right? So it's a home office and recording studio for a podcast. And so you want to be able to change it up and have a little bit of variety, right? So that's exactly how I set this up. And we tried to keep it real low tech and easy to follow along, but it has been a lot of fun kind of getting all of this ready. So I'm really glad to be in here. It's a lot of fun. And I look forward to seeing how you guys have anything set up or any questions that you do have. So thanks, you guys. We will see you on the next episode.